John 16, verses 13, 14, and 15. However, when he, the Spirit of Truth, that's one of the titles of the Holy Spirit, and notice that he's a he. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is not an it. He's a he. He's a person. And he wants to be treated as a person. When he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Now Jesus is speaking. He says, he will glorify me, Jesus, for he will take of what is mine and declare it or reveal it to you. Then he says, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he, the Holy Spirit, will take of mine and reveal it to you. So everything the Father has is invested in the Son. And all the wealth of the Father and the Son is disposed of by the Holy Spirit. He's the steward, he's the keeper of the storehouse. Let's make friends with him. It'll pay us. Now, I want to say one thing. I realize that in the present state of the church, riddled as it is with so many spiritual problems and so much unbelief, there will be very wonderful sons and daughters of God who do not receive healing. Let's be honest and face that fact. I've seen thousands of people healed over the years. But I've seen some of God's choicest children who didn't receive their healing. Now I want to tell you, I can't explain that. All right? There are things I can't explain. But as I've pondered over this and sought God about it, God gave me a scripture. And I want to read it to you. It's Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29. Deuteronomy 29, 29. That's an easy text to remember. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. There are two kinds of things. There are the secret things that belong to God, and there are the things that reveal that belong to us, that we may do them, that we may act on them. Now, God has called me to be a minister of his word. I don't pry into God's secrets. The things that God keeps secret, I don't try to get to know. But the things that are revealed, it is my responsibility to minister to God's people and to act on them. And that's what, with the help of the Lord, I'm going to do tonight. Now, over the years, in ministering to the sick, I have discovered, and Ruth and I have been made particularly conscious of this in the last few years, if there are any barriers, they are not on God's side. When Jesus died, the veil of the temple was rent in two from top to bottom, and every barrier on God's side was removed. But we have learned by experience that there are often barriers that remain within the hearts and lives of God's people that are barriers to healing. And in order to be able to minister effectively, we have to deal with these barriers. So in my teaching this evening, before we begin to minister, I'm going to work systematically through the common barriers that prevent people from receiving healing. I've discovered that this saves endless time when we come to minister to individuals. We, as it were, clear the ground first. We don't have to check with each person that each person has met these conditions, because we're going to do it with all of you, collectively. And so far as we're able, we're going to remove all the barriers before we begin to minister.